Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning and welcome to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest for this segment is Melissa Moya. She's the CEO and founder of the Lime Fight Foundation. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Doug. Thank you for having me on your show again.
Great to have you back. Absolutely. So before we learn about your personal experience with this under-researched health issue, what exactly is Lyme disease and what causes it?
Lyme disease is a bacterial infection, and you primarily get it from a deer tick or a black-legged tick. Ticks are normally found in like your wooden areas, your grass areas. The CDC just changed their numbers, and they estimate that 476,000 people are diagnosed with Lyme disease every year in the U.S.
Wow.
Lyme disease is difficult for people to know they even have it. It normally gives you a bullseye rash once you're bitten.
Right.
But that does not always happen. So sometimes you go misdiagnosed for some time. Lyme disease affects all ages. Unfortunately, the common are your children and firefighters and park rangers, those that are in those grassy areas all the time, are higher at risk. Lyme is called the great imitator. The symptoms mimic so many other diseases, and it can affect any organ of your body, including
Wow.
brain, nervous system, muscles, joints, heart. So it's not something definitely you want to have.
Unfortunately, you do have it. Let's talk about your personal journey, Melissa, and how you started the Lyme Fight Foundation.
I unfortunately did not know I had Lyme. I never had the bullseye rash. I never even knew what it was. It took me almost 4 years to figure out what was wrong with me.
Wow.
I started losing control of my leg and my arm, a lot of heart palpitations, brain issue, Bell's palsy on my left side of my face.
Mm.
And it went through different ideas of what it might be. I finally found a Lyme doctor in Minnesota through a friend that tested me for Lyme, and that's how I found out I had Lyme and co-infections. There are several different co-infections as well.
And how long ago did that get started?
I started about 4 years ago, and so I have been in treatment for 3 years now. I'm looking at hopefully about 6 years for remission is hopefully the plan. So out of all that exciting journey, I decided to open a Lyme Foundation here in Sacramento. I had no idea what Lyme was. I didn't even know it was something around here we could get, and I've always lived in this area. So my silver lining for this was to open a foundation in hopes to bring awareness to those in our community so no one had to go through this same journey as myself.
Right. You are absolutely paying it forward. You've learned way more than you ever wanted to know about Lyme disease, and now you can help others. What are some of the symptoms, and how do I get tested if I think I might have Lyme disease?
There is, unfortunately, over 100 different symptoms for Lyme disease. That's why it takes so much to determine what exactly it is. The sooner you catch it, the sooner the treatment is successful, but it affects every part of your body. The first initial is more like a flu. You'll feel feverish and aches and pains. If it goes undetected, again, like it can hurt your heart, your whole body. I've had mine long enough that it broke the brain barrier, so I have it in my brain as well.
Oh my goodness.
So there's so many different symptoms. We do on our website have a link of that, a list of those, and there's also actually now a little quiz you can take and go through your symptoms and see if it might be, you know, something that you should look into. But the current test in our traditional medical system, it misses about 60% of the cases. So there's a couple labs that do certain tests that are much more accurate, but unfortunately they're not covered by insurance and they're pricey. So we do have a list of those labs on our website and doctors that can help with that.
And that website is LymeFightFoundation.org. Now, is there a cure for Lyme disease, or is it chronic?
If you do not catch it soon enough, it becomes chronic. If you catch it early enough, some have success with antibiotics. Those that did not find it, there's no real cure. We just hope for remission. So you take herbs and antibiotics, and I've taken up to 100 pills a day in my journey. So, yes.
Wow. Well, what are some of the things that the Lyme Fight Foundation does to help the community?
We are offering free tick kits. Inside the tick kits are tick keys, which make it very easy to get the tick out. And enclosed is everything you would need to save that tick so we can get it tested. We can send it to certain tests to find out if that tick, in fact, has Lyme disease, which helps know if you do. So those tick kits are extremely useful. Just put it in your backpack, your car, have it handy. We also have volunteered a mile here on the American Parkway, and so we're working with them to get tick kits and information out to the parkway. We also do care packages for those that are in treatment. And we're working with some of the school districts and to get some information out to the children on how they can be safe and what to do if they find it.
Where can we go if we want to find out more information about Lyme disease? Other than your website, Lyme Fight Foundation, is there someplace else you can send us to, Melissa?
You can go to the Global Lyme Alliance. They have wonderful information there and resources. If you go to ours, we have all of the links there as well. So there's a lot of places that you can go to find that information. There's also LymeDisease.org that we work with. They actually provided us an educational grant. They have a lot of information, a lot of articles, treatment information. So those are two really good places to go.
Well, I understand there's a big event coming up April 28th at Rancho Murrieta. So tell me all about it, Melissa.
There is. The Women Council of Realtors Sacramento is hosting their annual golf tournament on that day. It's a best ball tournament, and their proceeds will be donated to Lyme Fight Foundation. So we are so excited to be a part of that. They're expecting it to be a full day. We'll have lots of prizes and dinner and golfing, different fun events on the holes. So it's going to be a wonderful day.
Yeah, and that's the nice thing about a charity golf tournament. It is a best ball. It's a scramble. And so it doesn't matter if you haven't played golf recently. Just get your friends together, get out there and have a good time. And just remember, you're raising money for a great cause, right?
Yes, and that's the only way I can golf is best ball. So anybody that does not golf, you can totally do it. It's so much fun. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's definitely true. A scramble takes all the pressure off. You're just out there having fun, maybe having a couple of adult beverages and some snacks and just a whole bunch of fun, and it's raising money for a great cause.
Yes, it is. And I thank them so much for selecting us for their golf tournament. It means so much to us to be a part of it.
You're listening to The Public File. I'm Doug Thomas, and my guest this morning is Melissa Moya, CEO and founder of the Lime Fight Foundation. The charity golf tournament we're talking about is coming up April 28th at Rancho Murrieta. Partial proceeds go to the Lime Fight Foundation. You can find out more, get yourself signed up, go to limefightfoundation.org. Now, Melissa, other than make a donation at limefightfoundation.org, what else can our listeners do to help?
May is Lyme Awareness Month, and our slogan for the month is Paint the Town Green. So if they would like to display a green ribbon or put a green light up or even wear a ribbon, we're trying to get the word out there, share information, ask questions. If they need any type of resource material, I'm happy to provide that. So it's really just, you know, talking about it, getting it out there so we know what to look for and how to be safe and what questions to ask.
And the best way to get a hold of you is limefightfoundation.org. You've got all kinds of links there to help people find out what's going on, all the events that are happening, and anything else they might need.
Yes, we do. And we have a lot of wonderful events coming up, so definitely check in. And if there's anybody that knows somebody that would like a care package sent for someone in treatment, we would love to do so. Send me their information and we'll get one out. If anybody wants a tick kit, please, there's a spot on our website. Order that as well and we will get that out to you.
Yeah, it's springtime. A lot of people are making some plans to do some outdoor activities. And yeah, that tick kit would come in handy. And yeah, you can find out more, get yourself signed up, and ask for whatever you need at limefightfoundation.org. Now, what about volunteers, Melissa? Can you use some volunteers?
We could always use volunteers. If anybody would like to volunteer for our mile cleanup, we had our first one. It was such a great success. We had lots of students come out from different schools.
Right.
And it was just very nice to be out there together and helping our community. We can always use help at events. We do some water stations for runs throughout the year. If there's anybody that would like to volunteer to get some information out or awareness, I would love to talk to them about that. We would love to work with you.
Well, Melissa, let's give your sponsors a little love this morning. Who are you working with?
We have some great, very thoughtful sponsors. We have Green Isle Real Estate and Mortgage, Red Acre Ranch, I Love You More Book, Farmers Insurance, Benson Fence, and iGenix Incorporated Lab.
Outstanding.
So they are all sponsors, and we appreciate them very much.
And if anybody is listening right now, you'd like to step up and sponsor, hey, we welcome that, and you can find out more, limefightfoundation.org. Well, Melissa, May is Lyme Disease Awareness Month. Tell me a little bit more about the Lyme Awareness Rally coming up May 15th, West Steps of the State Capitol.
Yes, we will be at the West Steps of the Capitol. This will be our second one. We have some doctors showing up. We have myself, I will be there, of course. We have some patients that will be showing up. We are just out there just to provide just the awareness, just to talk about it, just kind of share some stories. I know it's one of those things that not everybody knows about.
Right.
So it's nice to get the word out there. And I just feel the more we talk about it, the more, the safer we will be when we are out, you know, enjoying the outdoors, which Sacramento has so much to enjoy. So we will be out there at noon. It lasts a couple hours, and it's just a fun day. Come out, wear your green, listen to some of the amazing stories. They're all warriors for sure, and meet some new people.
The Lyme Awareness Rally, noon, May 15th on the west steps of the state capitol. Details at LymeFightFoundation.org. Now, Melissa, I understand mosquitoes don't travel well. They don't live above a certain elevation. Is that the same thing with ticks? Like, say, if I'm in Reno or Tahoe, do I need to worry about ticks? Or do ticks go everywhere?
Ticks are everywhere. You in all seasons, so you need to be very cautious at all times. Try to stay out of those high grassy areas. Walk on the trails, wear long clothes. Use your bug spray, so they are always there, even in your leaf pile. So please check your children when they're out there playing.
Wow. Okay. So, yeah, that doesn't make me feel any better. They're everywhere.
They are, yes. It's very scary, and I think I've become the bug lady. So I talk about it all the time. So it's just, I know it's overwhelming and scary, but I think if we just take those few precautions that everybody can enjoy all of that and still be safe.
My friend Melissa, the bug lady. Well, tell me a little bit more about Painting the Town Green. That's coming up in May. It's Lyme Disease Awareness Month. Tell me what you're planning to do for that.
So we are just going to go around our areas and put green ribbons up. And hand out some bracelets. We have some really cute bracelets that we'll ask people to wear. We've gone to some businesses. They will display some green ribbons for us. So we will be out there just having conversations and just sharing what we know and where people can get help and how to stay safe.
Before your life was altered by Lyme disease, you were in real estate. So are you still working in real estate?
I am. And yes, I enjoy it very much. And it gives me flexibility. And I really enjoy my clients over the years. So I will definitely stay in that.
Right. And the flexibility comes in handy dealing with what you've been dealing with, right?
It does. With going back and forth to treatment, I do treatment in San Rafael. That's where I go. So having the flexibility is huge for me. And I do some of my treatments at home and other doctor's offices. So flexibility for a Lyme patient is huge.
Well, Melissa, I bet you got a bunch of them. Please share a success story or two with us.
Yes, I do have one of our the ladies that we work with for support. She was able to get all of her Lyme numbers down, and she worked with her doctors to get her diet changed and all her medications in line, and she says she feels so much better, and she's out enjoying all of those things that she enjoys to do. So it's very nice to know that if we make, you know, as we step through every day, that we can find the light at the end of the tunnel. And she has been sharing with all of us Lyme warriors that there is light at the end of the tunnel, which is so refreshing.
Yeah, that's why you guys are fighting, right? You know, for the success stories like that. Do you have any more you can share with us, Melissa?
We have had a couple of the children that were able to catch theirs soon enough. And so with the medication and just being on top of it, they are back to outdoor playing and just moving right along like they were before. So that always warms your heart when we can catch it soon enough and they asked the right questions and got there in time and that they just had that little hiccup and now they're back to doing everything that children should be doing.
Outstanding. And it's all thanks to the Lyme Fight Foundation, limefightfoundation.org. All right, we're running low on time, but before we go, a couple more questions. First of all, what's going on April 28th at Rancho Murrieta? I've never been out to one of those tournaments, so take me from start to finish.
Yes, the Woman Councils of Realtor Sacramento is having their annual golf tournament. We will be out there. We will be golfing. It's a best ball. Lots of fun. There will be music. There'll be raffle prizes. There's a wonderful dinner. There will be different activities at some of the holes. There'll be some competition, like longest drive, shortest putt. Sorry, I'm not a golfer. That's wrong. Maybe it's longest putt. Sorry. And it is just a day that's going to be just so much fun. And lots of wonderful people to get to know, new friends to make, and it's a wonderful facility. I was out there. It's beautiful. So it's going to be a wonderful day. The weather should be great, and we look forward to seeing everybody out there.
I like that shortest putt idea. I can do that one.
Yeah, right after I said that, I'm like, oh, it's longest putt, isn't it? Clearly not a golfer. Sorry, guys.
It's all right. No, you're in charge, so now it's the shortest putt. I like that, Melissa.
I'll let the girls know. We need to change that.
What would you like to leave our listeners with this morning, Melissa?
I would like to leave them with just to be aware of their surroundings. Take that extra minute to be safe. Check your children. Check your animals as well. If you find any ticks, please save it. Reach out to me. I'm always available. If there's anybody that's suffering with Lyme, please know you're not alone. Reach out. I'm here to help in any way. So we are a resource for anything you can think of. We are definitely here to help, and nobody is by themselves.
Outstanding that you have taken your personal experience and turned it around and paid it forward as the CEO and founder of the Lyme Fight Foundation online at limefightfoundation.org. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. Melissa Moya is the CEO and founder of the Lyme Fight Foundation. And as she mentioned, the Women's Council of Realtors Sacramento Charity Golf Tournament is coming up April 28th at Rancho Murrieta Country Club. Partial proceeds will go to the Lyme Fight Foundation. Find out more, get yourself signed up at limefightfoundation.org. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Melissa.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on again.
Always a pleasure, Melissa. This has been The Public File. If you'd like us to cover your nonprofit, email sacpsa@odyssey.com, sacpsa@audacy.com. I'm Doug Thomas. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, and be good to each other.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.